When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. I have to say, it's quite a pretty morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. The sun is out. It is a little smoggy, though, because I can't see the Olympics. I have to turn over my shoulder. I can see Seattle and and downtown Seattle buildings and so forth, but can't see the Olympics behind, so it is kind of smoggy. But it's clear in the studio, and that means I have... full vision of across the table here. Seems like I haven't been here for a while. Wasn't here last week, but always here. Well, not always, but at least he was here last week. He's here this week. Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Good morning, Gary.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Did you miss me?
Yes. I was all alone.
Yeah, yeah. But you did well by yourself.
I did okay.
Yeah, yeah. And managed to stay awake for the whole show and all of that.
Wow. I wouldn't go that far.
Debatable, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I went to the fair twice last weekend.
Nice.
Labor Day weekend. I had a great weekend off. And I should say that we are live today in the studio. And, of course, it is the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And we will not let that go by without honoring that. And we have our own plan, but for all of that. So I will tell you more. But first, I got to say that the other studio and the glass is empty, and that is because Animal World's call screener, Scotty Robertson, is not in this morning. His back is out again, and he is in a great deal of pain, Gary. So, he's hobbling around like an old man. He did, bless his heart, he came up to Swift Night Out yesterday in Monroe because, it was the annual celebration of the Swifts, which are the birds that go down the chimney at the Frank Wagner Elementary School in Monroe. And it was a fabulous, fabulous celebration. And this year it went off without a glitch. Last year, I don't know if you remember, but, we had, the booze and the food and all the people gathered. And then there was there's an educational presentation in the auditorium of the school at 6:30, all about Swifts. And it was so busy last year, and there were so many people, and I was doing so many things, talking to so many people, I didn't get in to see the presentation. but this year I did, because Scotty was there, and he said he'd man the table, and one of our best listeners, and our favorite listeners and long-term listeners, Dick from Monroe was there. So Dick came, and so Dick sat at the table, too, with Scotty, and, they did Guy Powell. And I went in and got to see the presentation. And I didn't realize that this Bill Sweeney, the guy that did this, not only is he just delightful to listen to, extremely knowledgeable, but funny, too. But he's like the world expert on Vox's Swifts. Hmm. And he's the one that's doing all the study and all the research on them and all that sort of thing. And it was a fascinating presentation. I have to say that technically it didn't work so well with the videos and stuff.
Oh.
But it was, the slides worked fine, but there was a video at the end that took quite a while to get it to play right. But it was a fascinating presentation, and I learned a lot about birds and swifts. And did you know the closest related other bird other than swifts to them is a hummingbird?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
No, and I wouldn't have guessed that.
And they aren't perching birds. Of course, they're clinging birds because they cling to the side. And they use a tripod. Their little feet have these little claws that hook onto the bricks inside the chimney, and then their tail comes down like a tripod. It's very cute.
Yeah.
And then he explained how, and now they have cameras, which they didn't have last year. They have a camera outside that catches all the action, and they have a camera inside the chimney, so we could actually see film of them inside and coming in and out of the chimney and inside. And then the downside was that some predators were pretty active this year. And first was a cooper hawk that got very good at catching swifts coming out of the chimney. And then actually going in, four times the camera caught this cooper hawk going inside the chimney to get swifts.
Yeah.
And then when the cooper hawk wasn't there so much, then a family of crows, and they called the patriarch of the crows, who had kind of a crooked bill, so they called him Bad Bill.
Yeah.
And Bad Bill and Bad Bill's wife and Bad Bill's kid. And the three of these crows would come every morning. And, you know, they decided that swifts were really good to eat, and they'd get all these swifts coming in now. Well, so Bill and his crew, bless their hearts, they designed all these kind of, because he had quite wonderful in his love for the birds and not wanting to harm them. And even though Bad Bill and his family were, you know, wiping out the swifts, he didn't want to harm them. So, but they designed a crow protection, you know, a crow deterrent. Kind of a frame they put around the chimney that wouldn't harm the swifts and wouldn't scare them away, but would prevent the crows from being able to perch on the chimney and catch the swifts. Huh. So they solved the predator problems. And of course, last year it was sort of ended up being kind of a fizzle and a disappointment, because the swifts all came in and were circling over the chimney, and then all of a sudden, then they all left, and only a couple hundred of them went down the chimney. So it was kind of a disappointment. And what had happened is that a cooper hawk came in and scared them off, and they went down to the administration building and went in the chimney there. So this is just kind of my way of living in grace and working with spirit. This year, since I knew how to be, I was prepared for this. I, first of all, because the weather report all week was, you know, supposed to be like 90 degrees, you know, and that's too hot, way too hot for me. And I don't have a tent for around my little table or anything, and I'd be sitting in the sun. So I had a little talk with the weather angels and asked that it be cooler in Monroe than every place else, and that they provide a nice breeze for us. And it was absolutely perfect. It was a beautiful sunny day, but it wasn't that hot, and we had a lovely breeze. It was just absolutely perfect. And then I had a talk. I talked with the overlighting diva of all birds of prey, except Freedom the Eagle, because Jeff and Freedom were there.
Ah.
And I asked the overlighting diva of the birds of prey to keep them away from the elementary school and the swifts last night, so that the swifts would be comfortable going down the chimney. And then I asked the swifts to, you know, come and give us a great show. And even though the numbers are down this year, like a year ago, the week before Swifts Night Out, they counted one night 26,000 swifts going into the chimney. And I swear, that's my goal now, is I want to be there at night when there's that many swifts.
Yeah.
But this year, the numbers are down, and there's about 6,000, 7,000 a night. But last night they came, they swirled, they teased us a little bit, but eventually at dusk they went down, and it was very cool to see them, and probably about 6,000-7,000 went down the chimney. So we had some great listeners come up, and there were lots of people, and it was a really, really great time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So that was, so if you missed it, you better be there next year. It's getting better every year. So today is second Sunday of the month, and aside from being 9/11 anniversary, it is a Martha and Robin Sunday. And although we haven't heard her voice in the studio, we think you heard a tie in. So everybody keep your fingers crossed, and we'll see. Robin, are you with us?
I am with you, and I heard you say that Scotty's back is hurting. So I just posted in the Do You Love the Martha Norwalk Animal World Show blog, which is on my homepage on RobAlexis.com. I posted for him the link to turn on the Reiki healing page.
Oh.
So I can start, really focusing on sending him some Reiki.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. And now that we know that you're there, Mount Shasta?
Yes.
Mystic. Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Wednesdays right here on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. Yeah, she's on from noon to 1 o'clock. She's talking about her wonderful soul spa on her website, www.robinalexis.com. And people could follow, could get on there, and there's a lot of public access on her website, so you can check that out. I don't know, Robin, if Scotty is with it enough to be able. He just got a new computer. Like a couple weeks ago, but he's learning how to do computer, and but he's on some heavy duty pain medication and in a lot of pain, and I have no idea if he is able to figure out how to do the stream and if he's listening to the show right now. But if he's listening, hopefully he'll go to robinalexis.com
and scroll down to the blog on the homepage that says, "Do you love the Martha Norwalk Animal World Show?" And by the way, he's got to watch the video of the dog that says, "I love you," because he's answering the question, "Do you love the Martha Norwalk Animal World Show?"
Well, that's Mishka, anyway, the Siberian Husky or something, I think.
Oh, my God, it's so cute. But anyway, I posted for Scotty to help him with his back. He can just click that and then click right into the Reiki Healing portal page for him.
Super, super. And anybody else that's listening, if you want to send some special prayers and healing energy to Scotty's higher self, that would be great.
Yes.
And, boy, we have got a lot to do today, Robin.
I am so excited.
Yeah, we are. As I said earlier, folks, we are not going to ignore the fact that it is the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and we're going to spend a few minutes chatting about that. And the schedule's going to go a little different today because of that. And also because I have something to share that I cannot wait. And I haven't even told Gary, Robin. Gary doesn't know. But we are going to first, before we do anything else, we are going to honor the 10th anniversary of 9/11 and talk a little bit about that. And then there's an event today that is international, but we want you to know about it, that is related to 9/11. But before then, before we get into animals in the news, follow up and animals in the news, I did the one follow up that we needed to do, which was Swift's Night Out, because it was so much fun yesterday. And we're going to hold off on going into the news and good news about animals, because that leads us into what we typically do on a Martha and Robin Sunday, which is we tune in to specific animal situations going on around, locally and around the country and around the world, to find out what the animals have to say and what lessons we need to learn and all of that. So we'll be getting to that later in the show. But once we do our 9/11 stuff, then I'm going to share with you the story I have to tell you. And it's going to take a little while because you need to know all the players. But the title of the story, just to give you a hint, is "The Boys Are Back." it's going to be crying right away. But that I absolutely everything I do is hopefully in harmony with spirit and divinely guided, and the masters chimed in, Robin, which is why I'm choosing to share the whole story today on our Robin and Martha Sunday. Well, one reason, of course, is because Robin has been majorly involved most of the way through this, but also because what the Masters told me is that by sharing this story with you all, it is going to, on a level, address the 9/11 anniversary.
Yes.
So get your Kleenex out, because what the Master shared is, if I take you through the whole story, what it's going to help us all do is we're going to be able to release some grief and sadness. We're going to be able to feel it, move through it, release it. And when we get to the end of the story, it's going to bring us all to the most incredible level of joy and bliss that you can possibly believe. It's just so cool. So you got to stay tuned for that. And we will come back to that now. Oh, and just so I don't forget, because I always try to do happening today events first up, and we will get to the 9/11 event. But just in case, for any of you dog people out there, there is a dog function going on locally here today. It's Hot Dog for Dogs Barbecue Fundraiser.
That's awesome.
And it is at a Canine Experiences private park in Snohomish. It's a Canine Experiences private park in Snohomish. It begins at 1 p.m. and they're having doggy games and demonstrations, and get this, folks, a doggy pie eating contest, a raffle, human food, espresso, pupcakes. So all kinds of fun. And there's a phone number here. I'm sure you can Google a Canine Experiences private dog park in Snohomish, and the phone number is 360-668-0350, 360-668-0350. And so any of you dog people out there want something to do like that, then that's going on this afternoon. All right. Now, and Robin, I'm still... Well, of course, you might have to keep me honed in, because I'm like walking like 6 feet off the ground. I'm just in cloud nine and goofy over what's going on in my life. But I am just so delighted to be able to share these stories about, you know, having faith, a spiritual path, understanding metaphysics and how things work. And did you hear, even though with all the predictions, and it was really hot, and as hot as everybody predicted it was going to be everywhere, except in Monroe yesterday. And I don't know what the official temperature was there, but around Frank Wagner Elementary School, I would be surprised if it even got into the 80s. And we had the most delightful breeze. And it was, I had packed a cooler. I had taken, you know, my neck coolers, which are the fabric that's full, that you fill up with water, the beads in there that soak up with water, and you put them around your neck and it keeps you cool. And I took a hand fan. I took two battery operated fans. I had all of that with me to try to stay cool. I didn't even take any of them out of the car. It was just delightful. So you need to know that you can always talk to the weather angels. And it was just wonderful. And I know, I'm sure you do that all the time, don't you, Robin?
Well, actually, Martha, I keep forgetting to. So when I hear you, it's like, oh yeah, we can do that. We can do that. So yeah. We were very hot down here yesterday.
How hot did it be? Because we forgot to really officially say, for anybody that doesn't know, you have officially made your move down to Mount Shasta.
And that was a spiritually guided decision. You know, we do live our lives in divine learning to know, trust, and act upon our own knowing. And sometimes we get messages that I'm not particularly delighted about, but it becomes so strong from spirit that that's really what we need to do, that we just go for it.
Yeah, and I know you weren't as wild about this as your husband, Bob.
Oh, he was
wild
from the beginning.
Bob felt it very strongly, and he couldn't get there fast enough.
Yeah, but, and he doesn't miss Port Angeles, Washington, but I do. I miss our little home on the bluff.
Yeah, well, you were right up there on the bluff, right above the Strait of Juan de Fuca. And I mean, and I never came over there to visit you So I don't, but in my mind, when I go there, you know, energetically, it just feels like such an incredible place. I can't imagine that you wouldn't miss it.
Well, I do. And I do want to share with you and Gary, I don't know if any of your other listeners are experiencing this, but the same thing that happened during our show last Wednesday, you're kind of bouncing in and out sometimes.
On the stream?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes
okay.
Well, I can't make out exactly what you're saying.
I did tell Gary about what happened on Wednesday and that I had called in and reported it to Mike and he reported it to engineering and then it cleared up. But the problem is we're on Sunday.
Oh,
so
that's right.
I don't know. So if the stream, but is the stream coming through garbled to you?
Yes. Not all the time. Okay. Some stretches will be clear and then others are so garbled I can hardly make out what you're saying.
Okay. All right. So any of you that, if you can understand this, if you are, Gary, do you want them to call in? Do you want others to call you and let you know? If no, he's just going to go see what he can do. Okay.
Okay.
Because we do know that on Wednesday I reported it to the station and the board engineer Mike, who fills in for Gary, reported it to engineering and then miraculously it cleared up in a little while. So the problem, like I said, is Sunday and we don't have, you know, a full engineering department here. But Gary is going to go. He left the studio. So Elvis has left the studio. So Robin, you and I are on our own here.
Okay,
we will carry on and let Gary see what he can do. And, now that's what you can do, folks. Why don't, if you are listening online and there is a problem, here is the Animal World Live email address. It is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So if you can understand me, email us and let us know if you're getting a garbled stream. And then if somehow Gary manages to fix it, or, you know, if it clears up, will you email us and let us know that it's good? Now, and then also, if you're listening and it's kind of garbled, don't worry that you're going to miss the whole thing. Because if it ends up being a problem, you know, we record all of the shows. And this entire show will be posted in the Animal World Audio Archives on my website, www.marthanorwalk, sometime later today and certainly by tomorrow. So you will be able to listen to a non-garbled version on the archives if you can't hear it well enough right now. So hopefully that covers, huh?
Yes.
All righty. And then if you've got, so you've got the stream going too, so you can let us know if it clears up for you.
Okay.
I wonder, you know, I wonder, Robin, before we get into the stuff, since it was garbled when you started the show live this last Wednesday, and then today, do you think it could have anything to do with the powerful energies at Mount Shasta?
Well, I suppose that's possible, but I'm getting technical issue is presenting.
Mm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
That could be because there are so many energies that want to transmit frequencies of love and light through this system. But I'm not 100% sold on it just coming
okay.
from here. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I have to think that there's something technical going on.
Yeah, that's my gut, too. I mean, when we first did the show from here and other shows that we've done
yeah,
from
yeah,
here...
Yeah, because you've
we were
done other
visiting,
shows from Mount Shasta, and it was
yeah,
not a problem.
Right. So that's why I'm lending towards it's
a technical problem.
Yes.
You know, what I found interesting, though, is Wednesday during your live show, you have a ton of listeners all over the place. And I was the only one that called in to report it to the station.
That was interesting, too, because afterwards, about seven people wrote on the after-show discussion blog
yeah.
that it was an issue.
So I'm wondering if there's been a problem with the stream during the week. I'm wondering if any listeners bothered to call the station and let them know there was a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too.
So you need to know, folks, I'm telling you right now, anybody's listening, if you're listening to a radio show, it doesn't even matter if it's our station or any station, if there's a problem on the air, if there's a problem on the stream, call them up and let them know, because we would have no idea that there's a problem with the stream if someone didn't let us know that. So, you know, you got to call and and let folks know.
Now, while we're waiting to hear whether they do let us know that, Martha, I wanted to let you know that this morning for your show, the Martha Norwalk Show, and
your audience.
Oh, that's right.
Are you going to do a special deal?
I am. I'm offering only 5 of my readings for the special 101s. They're going to be $159, and they will be offered on a first-come, first-served basis. So get your phones ready and call now at this number, 310-691-6357. That's 310-691-6357, or email me at robin@robinalexis.com, and Bob is standing by to take your information.
And so that's the first 5 callers.
Yes.
All right. Now, just so everyone knows, Robin is one of the most gifted mystics and readers that I've ever met. And it works on a level that I've not known anyone else to work at before. And her one-on-one sessions, Robin, they take about an hour. You do them on the phone. And don't you record them and send a tape recording?
I do.
And ordinarily, for just the general public, because you have to prepare yourself for so long to do a one-on-one reading, and the energy that you go into is quite phenomenal and powerful, and can be very taxing to your physical body.
Yes.
And so you can only do so many. So let's let everybody know just how great an opportunity this is. To the general public, your regular fee for a one-on-one reading is how much?
$395.
Woohoo! Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
and
for Soul Spa members, that's the special Soul Spa on Robin's website, which is also a phenomenal deal. But Soul Spa members can get a one-on-one reading with you for how much?
$195.
Wow. So you see, even Soul Spa members are saving a lot of money. And you said it's $159, the first five.
Yes.
First 5 readings, $159. And you call this number, 310-691-6357. 310-691-6357. Or email robin@robinalexis.com. All right, Gary has returned to the studio, so let's find out what he found out, if anything. So what'd you find out?
It's clear on this end.
It's clear on this end.
Yeah, it's coming through.
So you brought the stream through on another computer. I gave out our email address. So check
I was
our,
just checking that now.
Oh, okay. He's checking our email to see if anybody...
Because I was listening to you on the stream.
How about that? He was actually listening to me, Robin. You know, we've been work spouses for so long. You know, he just sometimes tunes me out.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah, he's my work husband, and it's been 8 years. So you know, that's long enough to he just tunes me out a lot of the time. Nobody has emailed, or has anybody emailed? He's checking this out right now.
Yeah, a bunch of people have Rhonda.
Yeah.
Said stream is okay.
Oh, great.
Karen's stream is coming through crystal clear.
Okay, now Karen's a Soul Spa member, and Karen's around here somewhere. Phone's ringing.
Yeah, I'll go get that.
Okay.
But yeah, seems to be okay. No one has a complaint, I'll say that.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well,
excellent. Fabulous. All right, and to any of you that call in today, just know Gary is doing double duty. Caller just hung up, Gary, so never mind. If you call in, let it ring long enough, because he can put you on hold in the studio, and then he can run in the other room to talk to you. But he's got to do double duty, so just understand that. You may just get put right on hold, and it may be a few minutes before he gets in there to talk to you. All right, so before we do anything else, let's honor the fact that it is the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy in New York. And I thought, just to start with, that I kind of wanted to remember where I was at that time and how I experienced it. And I remember I was at my farm, Robin and Gary. I was living at my farm out in Monroe. And for all of you, as y'all know, that I'm not an early riser. I'm a late night person. So I'm not up real early, and the first thing I do when I get up is do my meditation and prayer, and if I don't have anything scheduled, that can take me a couple of hours, you know, before I turn on the radio or news or anything like that. So I was, you know, in my normal mode at the farm in Monroe. I did have Annie Golden Retriever at that time, and it was Annie Golden's birthday. But we hadn't started anything. Well, the phone rang early, and it was my mother. And she was calling to say, holy mackerel, this is going down. Turn on the news. You need to know what's going on. And so I did. And at that time, I was doing my radio show, Animal World, on Como Radio in Seattle. And so, of course, when I turned on my radio, I tuned in at Como. And Pat Cashman's show was on, and they were addressing everything that was going down in New York. And then the shocking thing I found out was that a friend of mine and a colleague, if many of you may know her because she's another radio talk show host, Tammy Michaels, who hosts the she's a decorator, designer gal, and she still has a show on Como on Saturdays now. And she was in New York. She and her husband were in New York in a hotel room right across the street from the Twin Towers. So, of course, when all this went down, Tammy got on the phone. They had Tammy live on the air. And so Pat Cashman was able to bring through Tammy, and we got, a blow-by-blow description, unfortunately, of everything that was happening because Tammy was right across the street. And it was pretty scary, because they weren't allowed to leave to start with, and then when the first tower went down, their hotel just shook and windows broke and walls went and they had to evacuate. We didn't know if they were going to get out alive. And the really horrible part was they were still in the hotel room watching out the window, you know, when the people started jumping out the windows. I mean, people did, and I that was something most of us were sheltered from at that time. That wasn't covered a lot on the news, and I don't believe that they showed, you know, the videos of that sort of thing. But Tammy was able, you know, I mean, Tammy was, oh, I mean, she kept it together to be able to fill us, you know, to be a news person and fill us in on what was going on. But you can imagine what distress she and her husband were in, and especially when people started jumping out the windows of the towers. It was just awful. And so I felt kind of like, because Tammy was there, you know, someone I knew and was very connected with, I kind of felt, you know, connected in there too. But, and needless to say, Annie Golden Retriever didn't have a birthday. And, her birthday was never the same after that. And, that was my experience of where I was. Robin, do you remember where you were when it happened?
Yes, I was in my log cabin in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Mm. And like you, I hadn't had the television on. I got a phone call. And about a year previous to the incidences at 9/11, I had met with a contract employee from the CIA by the name of Robert Brown. He actually came to my house. Because I had been starting to receive clairvoyant precognitive information. Ooh. About terrorist activity that was had been happening and would be happening in the United States and around the world. So he had interviewed me. And
a CIA guy came to your house?
Yes.
Wow.
And I had given him all of what I had seen about what actually happened on 9/11, about 14 months before that, but I had thought it was going to happen in 2000, because when I was told it was the millennium year, I assumed it was 2000. But then I heard from him, and he said, well, if you really think about it, the millennium year is 2001. So I was you know, getting a confirmation call about that. I also got another call from a woman by the name of Diane Wall. She had called me about maybe 5 months before that, She's a pretty strict Catholic woman who, when she was very young, when she first gotten married, had gone to a psychic with a friend of hers, and the psychic had told her that her husband was going to die when he was 42. And she was very scared because now her husband was 42, and somebody had given her my name, and she told me that her husband was a New York fireman.
Now, this you didn't get a call from her on 9/11.
I did.
Oh.
I had talked to her about 5 months before,
but then I also heard
from her on this day.
All right, okay.
When she called for the reading.
And that was months before 9/11.
Yes.
Okay.
I told her that I, too, saw that there was going to be something happening with her husband, but I said, we can pray and ask for divine intervention. In the same way that you can talk to the weather angels, I was able to talk to her husband's higher self and his guides and guardian angels. We dedicated some healing around some karmic issues for him and asked for him to be aligned with his higher self so that he could take actions from his higher self. And Diane called me to say that for the first time in over 20 years, her husband had taken a sick day. And if he had been at work, he would have gone to those Twin Towers.
Oh, was he like
district.
A fireman or something?
Yes.
Oh,
he
my
was a
gosh.
New York fireman, and he still is a New York fireman.
He was a New York fireman, and for the first time in 20 years, he took a sick day on 9/11?
Yes.
Wow, so his life was spared.
Yes, and so
wow.
Then, there's more to this story, Martha.
Mm.
She put a friend of hers on the phone with me who I'd never spoken with,
mm-hmm.
and the woman said, my husband went to the fire. And she wanted to know if he was dead. Now, mind you, I've never spoken to this woman before, but I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm receiving that your husband is dead. I said he took his wedding ring off before he went into the fire, and you're going to find his body fully intact. His helmet will be dented. He had a head injury, and you will, you know, be able to have his body and be able to have a funeral. And the woman began to argue with me, and she said, firemen never go into a fire with their ring on. I don't know if I said that backwards. Anyway, normally firemen take their rings off because
take
it gets
them
hot.
On. Right.
He had left it on. And
oh,
she
I
argued,
see. You said he left it on. Okay.
Yeah. So, and she argued with me and said, firemen never leave their jewelry on. It gets too hot. I said, ma'am, he knew he wasn't coming out alive.
Mm.
And she got really, really mad at me, which I don't blame her for. But then she called me a few weeks later. And she said, I want you to know they found my husband. He was wearing his wedding ring.
Mm.
He had a dent in his helmet. He died instantly, felt no pain from a head injury.
Wow.
And I put together a book called Raising Humanity, The Antidote to Terrorism. And I have that on my Facebook page, which if people do want to read it, it's facebook.com/MysticRadio.
Oh,
and
okay.
You
Raising
can get
Humanity.
Free ebook of the book I wrote, The Antidote to Terrorism, because I began to see all this terrorist activity that was going to start happening around the world in October of 1998, and it was horribly burdensome to me, because here I am, I'm just this little single mother doing psychic readings in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and who's going to believe me?
Right.
Well, I ended
well,
up...
apparently someone, you had a CIA guy come to your house.
Yes, it was quite a gnarly little story. I got myself in some hot water there for a while because when I started reporting it, at first
they
thought...
They probably wanted to know how you knew what you knew.
Yeah, they wondered if I wasn't involved. And then they began, this guy who was the person I talked to began to trust me. He actually is one of the ones who wrote a chapter in my book, Raising Humanity.
Wow.
And his chapter is called Soldier for Love, because he was a soldier, he was in Vietnam, he became a CIA agent, and then he became a Reiki master.
Wow.
And understands in a bigger picture how we go about transmuting fear and hate and war into peace and love and prosperity.
Wow. Well, speaking of that, except before we get to that, it's Gary's turn. Gary, do you remember where you were when this all went down?
Yeah. I was at home. I was at my parents' house.
Yeah.
and I slept there that night. And I remember when I would wake up, I'd just flip on the TV to see what's going on. And before I went to work, I flipped it on, and the first tower had been hit, and they were still, they didn't know what had happened.
It
could have been accident. I mean, it could have been anything.
Right.
And then just watching it, like, wow. And then, you know, it seemed like minutes later, the second one went in and came clear, pretty clear what it was. And
Yeah,
it's hard to describe that day. I remember going to work. It was just kind of an eerie silence when you were outside.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine that, unless there were people isolated enough that they didn't know. But, I mean, everybody was affected. Everyone was affected.
There's a brilliant channeled interview with some of the souls who died on 9/11. It's in my last show, so it's archived on my website. If people go to robinalexis.com and listen to the archive of last week's show, you'll hear about it, and it's what these deceased people hope that we will learn from what happened to them, and it's extremely powerful. It made me cry. Every time I listen to it, it makes me cry.
Wow. Can you share a little bit of that? Do you remember?
Well, one of the things they say is that, you know, we don't realize how lucky we are to be Americans. We take it all for granted. And they said that we don't realize how lucky we are to have a body. Mm. You know, even to go to a job that you hate, you know, it's better than being dead from, you know, a terrorist attack. And so they're really encouraging us to get things in perspective and to align with finding things every day that we can be grateful for. Mm. And instead of, you know, being mind controlled by all this fear and hype and everything, to really focus on what gives each one of us joy.
Ah, and gosh, and the masters are coming through strong for me, which is why I'm going to share with you the Boys Are Back story, and we're going to let go of some grief and sadness and end up in joy and bliss. But before we do that, speaking of transmuting, what's going on in love, there's an event happening today, and we are choosing love. So how about you? This is where we are choosing to put our energy and want to share this all with you. It's the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And there is an international event that is scheduled to happen this afternoon. It's called One the Event. And if you want to know more about it, you can go to the website, www.onetheevent.org. Onetheevent.org. And what this is all about, I mean, there's been a two-day celebration here in Seattle, or an event here in Seattle at the Seattle Center. But the crux of the whole thing is happening this afternoon at 3:46 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. 3:46 p.m. And what is happening internationally, everybody that's going to be involved in this and their gatherings all around the world, today that I know of locally, is at the Seattle Center, and then there is a smaller gathering that is sponsored by, of course, my dear friends at New Spirit Journal and the Ananda Church and East West Bookshop. And the gathering will be at East West Bookshop, 6500 Roosevelt Way Northeast in Seattle. And everybody will be arriving at 3:30. So at 3:46, there will be a little group meditation and a focusing on love. And what it says here in their flyer here, the organizers of the One event say, quote, culminating in a global synchronized moment of love, and we will harness our collective intention to shift to love-based collaborative solutions that will end the age of fear and isolation.
I've got chills. Those 30 souls who channeled through me about what they wanted us to get from their death experience, They are coming through. I can feel it in my heart, my whole body. They are so excited about this, Martha.
Yeah, because, you know, there's power in numbers, folks. And this is going on around the globe all at the same time. Now, you don't have to race to the Seattle Center or race to East West Bookshop. But I will tell you, it will be a neat little gathering at East West. It won't, you know, what happens won't last for long. But Krista Gibson and Rhonda Dixon, the co-publishers of New Spirit Journal, they're going to be there. And I believe that my teachers and the directors of the Ananda Seattle, Hariman and Padma McGillaway, I believe that they're going to be there, and they will probably lead this synchronized moment of love. But if you can't be there, I have decided that I am not going to go down to East West, because I have been away from home since 7:30 this morning. I'm doing the show. You'll and then I'll have to go home again, and that's all the way out to Monroe, and I'd drive back in, you know, for a very short thing. And when you hear my story, you'll know why I've decided to stay home. But that's okay, because from wherever you are and whatever you're doing, just make sure that at 3:46 p.m. this afternoon, you take a moment to focus on love. And I'll read you again what this is all about, and you can go to onetheevent.org and read more about it. But the organizers say, culminating in a global synchronized moment of love, we will harness our collective intention to shift to love-based collaborative solutions that will end the age of fear and isolation. Woohoo! So, we're choosing love. How about you?
You know what?
And thank you, Krista, Rhonda, Hariman, and Padma, for organizing this little gathering at East West Bookshop. Yes, go ahead, Robin.
Well, now you're coming through very clear, so I'm wondering if the reason why I wasn't getting all this garbled was that soul group from 9/11. We channeled them during your show. We just channeled them, and now it's quiet again.
Wow. Amazing.
Whew. Do you feel anything about that?
There was a cold air went through, just as that all happened, which a cold air usually means a higher level of spiritual energy. Okay, now I just realized, of course, that I haven't been paying attention to the clock, and so we do need to be aware of that and take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because we must not forget that without them, there's no us. So listen. Pay attention. Please support our advertisers and sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to share with you my story. The boys are back. And oh boy, I cannot wait. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to. Like, hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
Right,
come on
world.
Out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now mark your calendars, because we will be doing our annual live remote broadcast at their huge blowout show. It will be Sunday, October 2nd. More details to follow. And you can visit Jones & Company before then or on that day. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
1150kknw.com, your connection to alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk here, and well, thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a Martha and Robin Sunday today. Robin Alexis, gifted medium, Mount Shasta medium, and host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis at 12 noon on Wednesdays, right here on Alternative Talk. AM 1150 is here with me, and Gary's here, Scotty's home with a bad back, and we are talking about, we've talked about what's going on today on the 9/11 anniversary, focusing on love, the big one event this afternoon, and I can't wait to share with you the story and what has happened in my life. I have to tell you, my whole life changed in 24 hours this week. Absolutely incredible. And all I can tell you, the only word that begins to do justice to the story is magical. Absolutely magical. Now, the Masters have asked me to share this story today in great detail, and the reason, it is because of the anniversary of 9/11. If you listen with your hearts, going to take you through the whole thing, because you got to know all the players, and some of my most very dear friends have been involved all the way along here, and it goes back like, I don't know, 16, probably 17, 18 years maybe, somewhere along that line. And it's important that you understand everything. And have a box of Kleenex ready, because at some point, you know, we're going to release some sadness and some grief, and we're going to end up in joy and bliss. And in that process, we'll transmute a lot of the energy around this 9/11 anniversary. And also, I'm sharing this too because I want you to understand that this is not a story that is unique just to me. Anyone, my friend Krista, you know, co-publisher of New Spirit Journal, would call this living in grace. But nobody has a corner on that. All of us can live in grace and can be divinely guided and can go through experiences like this. So I want you to know that all of you can experience this kind of stuff too. So, now, you need to know all the players, and of course, it relates to my animal friends. And in this case, it relates to my cats and the cats that I have had over the last, and I'm not exactly sure, 16 to 18 years. But it begins, the first player involved here started out when I was living on my farm in Monroe. And I had two little houses in my house in Monroe, and I lived in the bigger house, and then across the driveway from me had a little house that I rented. And my renters at the time were Krista and Rhonda. And so they lived in this little house. Now, Robin, I don't think you probably don't even know this part of the story.
No, I didn't.
But anyway, Krista and Rhonda, they were publishing at the time the New Times, which was one of the first metaphysical newspapers in our area and was absolutely phenomenal. And that's actually how I met them, because I used to deliver it. Anyway, they were living in my rental house, and of course we're friends, so you know our relationship goes way back. Well, at that time, had quite a few acres. We'd walk our dogs. Well, a porcupine showed up on the property, and not to go in, you know, to long stories, but the porcupine kept showing up during the day, out in the fields. We were concerned about our dogs, and it was doing things that porcupines shouldn't do, and it was getting closer and closer to the houses, and we all went out and sat, well, I did anyway, sat and meditated with this porcupine. We started calling him Mohawk. You know, because porcupines have their quills kind of stick up in sort of a mohawk on top of their head. And we figured he was a male, so we called him Mohawk, this porcupine. Well, because he was showing up during the day, he was getting closer and closer to our houses. I called, and I still to this day practice this, and I tell you whenever we talk to Sarvey Wildlife, I don't mess with wildlife before I get my marching orders from somebody official that knows what's going on. So I called the wildlife people, told them what was going on. They said this was unusual behavior for a porcupine, and gave me permission to corral this porcupine and move it 5 miles away. So they told me how to do this. So me, my boyfriend at the time, and Krista and Rhonda, we planned this on a Sunday afternoon. We got a portable dog kennel, you know, a very kennel, and a couple of boards, and we went out in the field, and we set up this, you know, because porcupines move really slow. And so we set up this dog kennel, and we used the boards to kind of corral. We got our porcupine wrangling licenses, and we wrangled this porcupine into the crate, closed the door, brought him down. I set him next to the wood pile next to my truck. Well, while I went into the house to get my purse and my keys, because then we were going to drive him 5 miles away and let him go in the forest somewhere. Well, in the time that I went in the house to get my purse, I came back out and looked in the crate. The whole bottom of the crate was filled with a brown liquid, which I knew as a serum leaking. So I knew that the porcupine was injured. And that's probably why all this weird porcupine behavior. So back in, called the wildlife people. They said Pilchuck Animal Hospital at the time was their emergency vet location. They said, take him to Pilchuck. We'll come down and we'll deal with the injured porcupine. So took him to Pilchuck, left him there. And then as we were driving home, my boyfriend was driving the truck. I'm sitting in the front seat of the truck, and I did a little meditation because I wanted to tune in to Mohawk and send him healing energy and all of this. And as I started the meditation, bam, Mohawk came right into my head, and he said, this body, they can't fix this body. It's time for me to leave, so I'm leaving this body. I'd like to do my first domestic lifetime. Can I come back and do it with you? So I said, wow. I said, okay, sure, why not? And then dismissed it. And I was so shocked by this communication that I didn't even tell my boyfriend, you know, because he wasn't all that spiritual and stuff and didn't meditate or talk to animals and that sort of thing. So I didn't even say anything to him. And home we went, and I forgot about it. That was a Sunday afternoon. All right, Monday morning, I didn't say anything to Chris or Juan. I didn't say anything. Monday, I remember it was 10 o'clock Monday morning when I came outside and Krista came out of her house, and she came running across the driveway and she said, Martha, Martha, I have to tell you what happened in my meditation this morning. And I said, oh, what happened? And Krista said, Mohawk came into my meditation and he said, I'm supposed to tell you he's coming back. And I just cracked up. So there was a confirmation. All right. 1 week later. Sunday afternoon, Krista and Rhonda and I had taken our dogs out to the field and run them. We were coming back with our dogs. We walked around the wood pile, and in the wood pile we heard a mew, 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 and out of the wood pile comes this teeny little gray calico kitten. Teeny! And comes out, mew, 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 and starts bumping and rubbing on Eddie, my wolf Odie, my wolf dog. I can't quite get, and she's screaming at me, I'm back, it's me, Mohawk, I'm back. And she has this orange stripe right up the front of, you know, right up the middle of her head. So she, you know, kind of like a Mohawk. And it's me, it's Mohawk. So I said, oh, no.